What's going on?
I'm scared.
CJ, can you hold me? No. Home alone. What's out there? You look. I'm too frightened. I'm too scared.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Sounds like a date I had 2 months ago.
Oh, I know what's going on, everyone. It's our Halloween episode. Oh, how exciting for us. There will be a Halloween costume contest coming up, but we're the only people competing. But we're going to you don't know what I'm dressed as.
We're going to bob for apples.
We can, oh, you want to bob for apples. Big show. Oh my gourd. We got a big, it's Straight Talk with Ross. It's Straight Talk with Ross, with TV's Ross Matthews and friends. There's Nikki. There's Malone.
Oh.
There's CJJJJ. Hip hip hooray.
Eat it.
Ah. It's Straight Talk with Ross. And our secret sauce is friendship, laughter, farting, and sex.
Nope.
We love bidets. We love buffets. Oh, and we're not buffoons, because we love our loons. Straight Talk with Ross. Think outside the box. It's everything a podcast should be.
Yes.
I'm sorry about this song. I know that it's all wrong. I blame it on Chardonnay Kwan. Straight Talk with Ross.
Oh, wow.
Wait, can you believe that applause? Thank you. I'm a hoonered by it. Let's do a quick reach around. The whole gang is here. CJ, Malone, sure. Nikki.
Happy Halloween.
Hello. Bonjour.
And bonjour and hello to you. I do want to tell the audience, coming up, we each have dressed up. We will be dressing up as something from the show for Halloween. I don't know what the costumes are. You don't know. We're going to be doing that. We'll be revealing our costume, what we call Act 2. Act 2, which is after Act 1. You do the math. Hi. Hey. How is everybody, for starters? Just a check.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. I know, CJ, you've been running around like crazy with this new job. You okay?
I'm like on lunch break right now.
Our little Melanie Griffith working girl over there for sure. Malone, you're in all black and a ski cap and black glasses, yes. Black shirt. Are you doing a cat burglar thing later today?
It does kind of look like I'm a cat burglar. No, this is just in preparation of my costume coming up.
Don't give too much
is it a costume contest? Can the listeners decide who wins best costume?
We can, absolutely. I think that's good. We'll put it up. You can go to Hello Ross Pod and see a vote for who wore the best costume. Nikki, you've got a bun high atop your head. Have you ever thought of high pony? I've been meaning to ask you for years.
I love a high pony. When your hair is dirty, you put it in a bun to hide the split ends and the nasty nastiness.
Understood. FYI. Thank you so much. You guys, I watched a movie the other night with Gentleman Fiancé Caller. I watched on Netflix. It's with that Jake Gyllenhaal who... You know,
broke back that mountain.
What? Yeah. It was called The Guilty. And my point is this: I think I could have been a great 911 operator, and because that's what the movie's about. He's a 911 operator with a past, and it's all shot kind of in a cubicle. It's not that exciting. I actually don't recommend it that much. But I kept turning to Gentleman Doctor Fiance, and kept saying I would have been a great 911 operator, because I'll tell you this, I'm made for answering telephones. You've heard me on this show. I'm like amazing.
911, what's your emergency?
Well, that's a perfect example.
911, what's your emergency?
I could do that. 911, what's your emergency? I
can 911, what's your emergency?
I can absolutely do that. And then, you know, they dispatch. We don't want to do anything to scare your children.
That's
we got a 41273 in progress. What's your 911? What's your emergency? Call me with an emergency. Let me handle it. Put me to the test, Nikki.
Ring 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 ring.
911. What's your emergency?
Hi. There is a man outside of my house with big black glasses and a black sock cap and a black shirt wearing.
What's your location?
Round Road.
On Round Road. Okay. And describe the assailant.
Well, I just told you that. So I guess I'll say
don't
it again.
Give me attitude. I'm hanging up on you and you can die. Next call. So you just got to be ruthless. You going to give me attitude, bitch? Then you handle it yourself. Next call. Ring, ring.
Ring, ring. Ring, 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 ring.
911, what's your...
Hi, yes. Hi.
I just... What's your emergency?
I just need to get my... I need to...
Hello?
Let me get
there?
I'm getting character. 911, what's her tone? What's her note there?
911.
911, what's your emergency?
Hi, 911, are you there?
911, what's your emergency?
Thank you. I just slipped in the parking lot of Target. I had a panic attack and no one's around and I'm laying here and I've got sludge all over me from the parking lot. Can someone help me?
We've got a 43972 in progress. And do you know what a 43972 is?
No.
Elderly slippage. Elderly slippage. Thank you so much.
That's CJ. 911, what's your emergency?
911, what's your emergency?
Hi. It wasn't my fault, but I walked in on my lover and somebody else that was with him just, she died.
Oh, whoa. Okay. And describe your lover, please.
He's tall. He works for the cable company.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he's really cute. Big thighs. He climbs the poles.
What do you look like, though? Courtney, what do you,
no panic with a dead person in the room.
What's your situation?
Oh, you know, I started keto. I'm pulling it together. I'm really cute. Hot girl summer coming up. 2022. Understood. We've been locked away. It's been such a drag.
All right. So you want me to dispatch something to your pants?
Yeah, maybe that. But if somebody could come get this body, because Becky with the good hair is Becky dead now.
Okay. We got a 6969 in progress, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you so big.
You on Instagram? You so bad. Anyway, I really think, and then I started thinking about my life as a 911 operator. And I actually almost put something out. I'm like, anybody, do we have any 911 dispatchers? Thank you for calling 911. Like it's a business. Thank you for calling 911. What's your emergency? Right. That's not going to work, is it? 911.
I think you would be really good because you ask great interview questions.
What's your emergency?
Yeah,
you got the thing that sucks with 911 callers is that when they call, the person's not really listening and they ask questions that aren't very comforting, and it's super annoying. Every time I hear a 911 dispatcher, I want to kind of punch him.
I'm sure it's stressful. I'm certain I could handle the stress. Now here's some facts about 911 dispatchers. Most of the calls for 911 aren't emergencies. On busy days, 911 dispatchers may get somewhere between 300 and 500 calls. What? And they have to answer every single one of them. However, many of them aren't to emergencies. 95% are nothing calls, they say. How about
interesting.
That?
Well,
what's a nothing call? Like, what's an example of that?
Well, let's see if they go into detail. Of course, you'd ask a fucking follow-up and I didn't read the whole article. I just read the beginning.
Sorry.
They're not people who need help. They're people who have low coping skills. The fact that you don't know how to change the batteries in your fire alarm is not a 911 call. The fact that you don't know where you're parked at the mall is not a 911 call. Understood?
This is fascinating.
Understood.
Number two, 911 dispatchers have a call hierarchy. You think it's you first call, first come, first come, first serve? They don't necessarily get responded to an order in which they're received. Calls get triaged based on the level of immediate public danger. So like CJ, I'd probably handle your call first because it was the hottest.
Right.
Then I'd handle Malone second because hilarious, he fell. And then I'd handle Nikki's third because it's like, she's like so.
There was real danger. Annoying. Like someone was outside my house.
Oh, number three, butt dials are a big problem for 911. All over the country, cell phone.
Really?
People are unwittingly dialing 911 and clogging up the lines with the muffled sounds of their pants and their purse pockets. The Federal Communications Commission estimates roughly half of all 911 calls are made by cell phones in New York City are accidental, which translates into about 84 million calls per year.
Wow. Oh, okay, now I feel bad talking shit about them, but I have to say they don't ask the best questions.
They don't?
They don't. Mm-hmm. Has anyone ever called 911? I haven't.
I have,
for sure.
For what?
Many times. That's sad. Yes.
Really, Nikki?
I had a peeping Tom once and I called the police and she was amazing. This woman on the other line just really coached me through. And so here I am talking shit about 911 dispatchers, but the ones I hear like on TikTok and YouTube, I'm like, why are they asking that question? But my lady, I'm assuming she was a lady. It could have been Ross, but she was really good. She was amazing.
With your emergency.
Exactly. Nice. She talked me through. She helped me on the line. And she also let me know that peeping Toms are known to return to the scene of the crime as someone to offer help, which is exactly what happened. So she talked, gave me good information, kept me safe. And I wanted to meet her and hug her. Okay.
Did we find your peeping Tom?
No, we never did.
So, but how do you know he came back to the scene of the crime?
Well, because a gentleman knocked on my door and said, are you okay?
That's
and I
right.
said, the police are on the way. And he said, I saw you screaming. And I was like, no, I'm fine. Uh-huh. But then I cut back to, I never screamed. Yeah. I didn't scream.
And it was him.
That's how they fool you.
Oh my God. But you didn't talk to him. Did you talk to him through the door or something?
Through the little thing that you open in the door, like the little peephole, like at an old school apartment. And he was like, are you okay? I heard you screaming and I just want to make sure you're okay. And I was like, thank you so much. That was my peeping Tom.
My God. Now, don't you think Toms get a bad rap now?
They really do. Just like Karen's.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Or Luann's from Housewives of New York. Is it about Tom?
Thank you so much. I don't get it. I don't watch it.
Watch that. I don't even know who that is.
Thanks for calling 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Anyway.
I have one more question about 911, Ross.
I have other facts if you want it.
But no, if you were a 911 dispatcher.
Sure.
Is that what it's called? An operator? Mm-hmm. Can you remain calm when someone is panic stricken on the other side of the
I am a rock. I am a rock in a moment of panic.
Really?
Yes, I'm built tough like a Ford truck. I am like a rock.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
Huh.
Thank you. I am. You trust me, you want me in an emergency.
Yeah, I'm steady. You really are a steady.
Well, you were a conflict manager. Maybe it's in the same ballpark.
I was a conflict manager in elementary school. Thank you for bringing that up. That should be on my Wikipedia page so everybody knows it. I will tell you though, I did have Wellington made fun of me because we were driving and I was driving in the city, which is, I should never do it. But we had gone up to Connecticut and I'm driving back and I don't handle that well, where it's like you are in the middle of the road because the people aren't moving. And I'm like, we're moving out of the city. I can't do that. I can't do it. And I really did get frazzled. Mm-hmm. I had a moment of complete frazzle. I don't do well in that. But if there were a rapist or
a serial killer,
I'd handle that great. I would. I'm saying if someone was trying to break in or something, I'd be calm. If someone tried to like abduct me, you better. Let me tell you how quick you'd release me.
Oh my God.
Let me tell you how quick you'd release me. I would talk your ear off. I'd tell you all about
my
family.
They'd be like, we're out. We're good. We're good.
We are good. Can we pay you to take him back?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I would annoy you so hard.
They would call 911 and be like, I've got an unruly call.
Can we turn myself in?
I'm the 911 operator.
We thought this would be...
911, what's your emergency?
We abducted Ross.
911, what's your emergency?
We got to get rid of Ross. Thank you so much. This is terrible.
Do they take returns for abduction?
Oh, do you have your receipt? Because this is like, I would ask them about their lives and I would start giving them opinions. Well, you know, that's why you're single.
Oh my God.
This is your job? No one wants this. This is like unreliable employment.
That's a good idea, though.
I would say to my abductor, I would start questioning their life choices. Is this really a future for you?
Right.
Is this what you want to do with your life?
Therapy.
You know? How are you ever going to find a good partner? What do you do? First date, what do you say? What do you do for a living? Oh, I abduct people? No one wants that.
Right. And then they just roll you out of the white van. They're like, we are done with this one.
And I'd be like, what kind of van is this? This is nice. You got a lot of cup holders in here.
Oh my God.
Astro van stow and go. I know it. I know it well.
What does this button do?
Yeah. Oh my God.
911, what's your emergency?
I have a button in this van. I've been abducted in, and I don't know what it does. That's my emergency. Which does it open the door? That's what I'd like to know.
Oh my gosh.
I had how the customer's always right. You know that phrase?
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Unless I'm the customer. That's not true.
You guys have been servers. Have you ever, do you go by that rule? The customer's always right?
Hell no. The customer is not always right at all.
Why?
Because they could be awful and rude. And just, they're wrong many times.
Yeah. I was wrong as a customer once. Very wrong.
Happened. Really?
Yeah.
Did you admit it in the moment or is this in retrospect?
He probably apologized. Like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, I was very heated.
Hotel, please.
I was flying somewhere and I got a layover in Chicago and then everything was canceled and I was supposed to meet somebody. It was a whole thing. Like I had to be somewhere. I had something to shoot. It was a whole thing. The flight was canceled and then I had left next morning and I'm like, well, where are my bags? Where are my bags? And so I go up to the counter and I'm like, where am I? And they're like, well, the bags are checked in. I'm like, I need my bags, my medicine's there. I need all my bags. I need this. And they wouldn't. They're like, sorry, it's like checked. It'll be Atlanta when you get there. You're not getting your bags. And I was like, and I said, you don't even care. It's like, you don't even care. I need that stuff. And it's like, not my fault that and you don't even care. I said, this is the last time I'm ever flying American Airlines. And she looked at me. She goes, Sir, this is Delta.
Oh my gosh.
Wrong counter, and I was yelling at this woman.
Corroded.
With anything.
Moted.
Flight wasn't my airline, wasn't my anything. And that was terrible. I recently saw a woman be wrong, a customer. Oh. And it was so satisfying when she was. So satisfying. It was like a Karen. It was a Tom, if you will. Mm-hmm. We go into this restaurant, and it's kind of in the theater district in New York. So a lot of the people are going there before they go to a show. And we sat down, and as soon as I sat down, like, I felt this woman's energy vibrating. You know what I mean? Where you can just like,
she's so tight.
What is? And then I hear her say to her husband, like, well, the fish was cold and now we're going to be late. I know we're going to be late like that. And then I'm like, oh my God. So Welly starts saying something to me. I'm like, baby, I'm not even listening to you. I'm sorry. I'm like, I can't see this one, but I can feel her energy and I'm hearing. So I'm just going to listen to that for a little bit. He was like, understood. I'm going to listen to. So we just, made eye contact with each other and pretended like every once in a while would be like, and so, like, so it looked like we were talking, but we were just listening. And she was I knew it. Well, the website said they'd get us out in an hour and a half to make the show. We're going to be late. Excuse me. We need our dessert. Is the dessert okay? I told you. And she's talking to her, husband about how upset she is, wound so tight. She's saying they said they get out an hour and a half and this, now what am I going to do? So they finally bring the dessert, and she just, it was like a, like an, like 30 minutes of her complaining and complaining. They finally bring everything. And she says, I have to tell you something. This has been a very bad night. And he's like, oh, what's wrong? She's like, well, my fish was cold. You saw it. He's like, okay, well, we're sorry about the fish. And she goes, and also your website says that we'll be out in an hour and a half. We have a show at 7 and we got here at 5. Now, at this point, the server would usually apologize, right? Mm-hmm. She got there at 5. They're supposed to be out by 6:30. Mm-hmm. But the server says, you got here at 5? And she goes, oh, I did. And he goes, well, it's 6:20, so you still got 10 minutes.
Oh, he said that.
Uh-huh. And she goes, Am I just supposed to scarf down my dessert? I need a box like that. Oh, and the whole restaurant was like, this bitch just got put in.
Do you know if she ate her fish? I wonder if she ate her fish.
I think they brought her a new fish. Yeah.
They brought her a new fish.
But it was so, and like, it was like that somebody burst the balloon when she was wrong, and all the energy went out, like that tightness that was just wound so tight. She was making everyone uncomfortable. We all wanted to like applaud. So when they left, we all were like, okay, that was so amazing. You told her that like she was, like she still had 10 minutes. And I'm wondering, have you ever been wrong in a customer service situation where you were the customer that was wrong?
That's a great question.
That is a good question.
Because I admitted mine.
I think. No.
Huh.
I've never been wrong.
Wow.
Glad I brought this up. What a rhythm.
Wait, no, this is really fascinating maybe I've been wrong, but I didn't know that I was wrong. And then I left and I was the wrongerton and everyone was annoyed with me. But now I'm like, I don't know if I know that.
The way I had this scheduled to tell you was first to tell you a story and then tell you that I was wrong and then tell you that an airline story, but I did it out of order. I was going to give you, see, I had it all prepped where I would tell you a story and then I would tell my airline story. And then during that time, you guys would probably be like, I guess I did have
one. So basically, you're telling us that you're wrong. You did this all wrong.
Loony bin. This is funny.
That's funny.
They're waiting in the loony bin.
Hello. I'm looking for a loon.
Let's see who Ross lets in.
One fucking loon.
Get rid of the song. We need to change the song. It's just one loon.
There's one loon in the loony bin.
That's right.
Hello, Gina, loon. Welcome. We are thrilled you're here.
Hi.
Did you have any contact with any of the other loons who have just dodged the program for weeks?
I talk to Victor pretty regularly. I haven't been in super contact with the other loons, but I can see what's up.
Can you please do a deep loon investigation? I don't know what to do. We're coming up on 400
episodes.
Just
tell them they're all fired.
Where are they?
No, once a loon, always a loon. You cannot be fired. You cannot be fired from being a loon.
I will get a quote from all the loons for the next week.
Please.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Please. Okay. Because this is bird brain.
Then tell them they're fired.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Please stop now. Gina, have you ever been wrong in a customer service situation?
Yeah, there was one time a DoorDash person went to a restaurant and it wasn't open. And then they, I guess, didn't click things right and said that it was delivered. And I was like, no, it wasn't. And I don't know, they refunded me and it was fine, but we were both wrong.
Oh, you were both wrong. Well, okay. Well, nobody has a, okay.
Nobody's as riveting as you.
I tried.
Sometimes I'm wrong and I'll apologize. Like if I'm in a bad mood, I'll be, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to order like that. I'm just not having a good day. I'll do that.
Yeah, you've done that with me. Mm-hmm. You remember that time that I tried to give you a free room in Puerto Vallarta and you were so rude?
That's terrible.
Oh my gosh.
I wasn't rude. I just said no and you wouldn't take my no.
No, you were rude.
That wasn't
I'm going to get diarrhea. I don't want to get diarrhea.
But that's the truth. I don't want to get diarrhea.
Well, it's true that it was rude.
I don't think it was rude. You're wrong.
Oh, I've never been wrong.
I'm calling 911.
Oh my God.
911, what's your emergency?
All right, here's the deal, kids. Guess what?
What?
When we come back, it's going to be a Halloween costume contest show. And you know what? Gina, come back in here with you for 1 second. So I want you to be here and you can sort of help because guide the audience through. You know what I mean? I want you to be the voice of the audience. Don't give away your favorite because the audience will vote on social media. But I want you to give your reaction. All right.
Okay.
Okay, sounds
good.
When we come back, we're going to be doing a Halloween costume contest. And all four of us have put together
first
costumes.
Annual.
We do not know what the other ones will be wearing. Show related, hopefully. And we'll see. Okay, when we come in, we're doing it on Zoom, but we're going to turn our cameras off and then reveal them one at a time. So we do not know. Understood? Lots more show on the way.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Hello, and welcome back to a very special Halloween episode. It is me, Ross. We're all back. We've all put on our costumes. No one has seen them, all right? So if you're watching this on the Kitska Sub, you just get a big picture of Gina. Bisexual Vagina is there on camera. Say hello, Gina.
Hi!
You look cute, Gina.
Because Malone, CJ, and I each have our... Nikki and I and Malone, all of them. We have our cameras off. We are dressed. And so I'm wondering if, one by one, we could guess what everybody's wearing. Ooh. And then we'll reveal our costume, okay? So who wants to go first? We're going to ask the person dressed a series of questions to try to figure out who you're dressed as. So who wants to go first?
Ask Gina to pick.
Gina, who goes first? You haven't seen anybody either.
I've seen nobody. I think I want CJ to go first.
Okay, CJ, you're going to go first. All right. So CJ, you are dressed as somebody, something to do with the show, correct?
That is correct.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
Okay, understood.
Are you
understood.
A person?
What else would I be?
What else would I be? Huh.
I am here on this earth and I'm connected to the earth. That's why I'm here.
Are you, you're a person. Are you, so you're not like something like Moldavite. You're a person.
No, I am. I'm a being with everyone. Remember, heaven is on earth. It's inside of you.
Wait, so you haven't been on the show as a person. You are a thing, right?
Malone, that's your name? I want to tell you something, but I'm feeling something in my feet. When I say my feet, I mean the ball of my foot. It is an energy that is transmitting me to you, and Malone, and tells me to tell you this. You're going to walk today in where you live. That is a blessing. You take it. You take it. Not many people get to do that. Malone, you are doing it today, and I see it.
What? So you are a character. Are you a psychic? Are you like Gary Spivey or something?
Yeah.
Oh my God. If he's Gary Spivey, I'm going to
I'd be so happy.
I'm going to piss.
Are you J-Rod's feet?
I am Gary Spivey. Ross,
oh my God.
Wait, who guessed that?
Oh my God, I did. Ross Matthews had a psychic hit. I cannot believe I had a psychic hit, but I did. I did. Oh my God. What? Oh my God. CJ dressed as Gary Spivey. Can we, do everyone remember Gary
yourself.
Spivey with a big white afro who was on our show, a psychic? Please, CJ, please reveal your Gary Spivey costume.
So excited.
I'm so everybody. Excited.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to say this. Last time, hi y'all, the gang, y'all are so amazing. Last time I was here, I get it. Look, I appreciate the culture. I don't appropriate it. This afro spoke to me. And what it said is it belongs on your head. And then I put a little toner. And you know what? African black soap is amazing because black people are just the cutest little things.
Wow! It's Gaby Spivey.
Oh my God. Baby Spivey, you look unbelievable.
Gaby Spivey.
Well, thank you.
Gaby with that. Wow. Beautiful job. You. Gina, what
little
do you think
of Africa? Job.
What do you think of CJ's Gary Spivey?
I can't take
it. I'm a big fan of this happening right now.
Describe for the audience at home who can't see, who's not a member of the Kiss Kiss Club, what are they seeing?
We have a cheetah t-shirt and we have a wig.
It's for Africa. It's for Africa.
Understood.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And we have a wig that I know is supposed to be an afro, but it's kind of giving detox circa entrance of All Stars 2.
Wait, I don't know what that is.
It's shaggy and white. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The back is very large, so there's some fro potential happening.
Mm-hmm. Why I gotta be white? Why I gotta be white?
Everybody That's a great white. Question.
CJ, what a beautiful costume. I mean, Gary, wonderful. What a beautiful costume. And thank you for that.
Good job.
Thank you. Okay, Gina, who should go next?
Let's go with Malone.
Okay, Malone. Please welcome Malone. Malone, okay. CJ, you're going to help question Malone. What is Malone wearing? CJ, you begin.
Malone, is this something that you bought at the Crystal Shrine that you're wearing on your person? I don't know what that means, but I feel that energy towards you, brother.
Malone? Oh, oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
What am I hearing? Oh.
Oh, did you dress up as Carney Wilson?
How did you guess that?
Wait, did you really?
Wait, are you dressed as Carney Wilson? Oh my God, Malone.
Oh
Malone is dressed as Carney. We already saw Malone as Carney Wilson. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh my God.
Now, for the new listener, explain why you're farting, Carney.
Well, I eat a lot. I get out of bed, I just have gas, and my husband hates it. He's like, really? You gonna put that out there? Like, you're doing that? You're really doing that? But I make a good casserole.
And you do make a great casserole. And you came on for Malone's birthday and farted for him, right?
Oh, I love Malone. I can't wait to get together with him and have a drink. But I know he doesn't drink. But I'll make him some good cookies.
Understood.
Love you, Ross, CJ, Nick. Good to see you all.
Good to see you too, Carney Wilson. Wow.
I'm Carney Wilson fart.
Gina, and what are you seeing here on the screen?
That's a great question.
What do you mean?
So the background has some air from the fart. Uh-huh. Carney is here, but I'm not sure if this is a sign, if this is a computer effect.
It is like a floating Carney.
It's called a mask.
It's a mask. It's a Carney mask, and the background has fart air coming out, and this is just phenomenal.
Ross, you're a doll.
But you're a doll.
It's a masterpiece, really.
I'm happy to see you. Happy to be here. Anything for you guys.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You.
I should be on the talk. Why don't they hire me for the talk?
Understood. Well, I don't know. All right, let's end. Why don't we move
Have
next
to- Have me a guest
to,
on Drew Barrymore show.
Why don't we move next to- people, you must go to the Kiss Kiss Club to
you
watch
must.
This. It's unbelievable. Okay, Nikki is next. Nikki.
Oh my God.
Gary Spivey.
Oh my God.
Carney Wilson farting. And it's time for us to guess what Nikki's dressed at. Carney, any guesses? Nope. Okay. Gary, let's... Let's get Nikki. Nikki, are you ready?
I'm ready. I have some hints. Yeah, you can ask questions. We can roll however you'd like, because I'm just that
one.
Way.
I'd want to ask one. Are you a celebrity?
I would like to say that I am, but not in human form.
Oh, so you're not a human.
Not a human. Doll face.
Are you a piece of furniture?
Great question. No, but I could be an accessory possibly on a piece of furniture.
Oh.
Hey, doll face. Yes. Are you a hemorrhoid?
I am not. I am the opposite color of a hemorrhoid.
I have a fart that sounds like hemorrhoids.
Oh, Jesus. What is this? Baby girl, are you a microwave? But you said accessory to a furniture. But my uncle used to have a microwave on his couch back in Mississippi.
No, I am not a microwave. And in fact, I give a very different vibe than a microwave.
So you are a cold thing. Are you a bidet?
That's a great no. I'm not. Wished I would have thought of that one. That would have been great.
Because it's something on furniture, cold, opposite of microwave.
Oh, I know. Are you Malone's poop in the shower?
No, I am not.
I can't.
I'm known for interrupting quite a bit on this show.
Oh.
What? Interrupting your
Mark? Are you Mark?
No, I am not Mark. But the
are
M.
You
are you one of those loons?
Mm-mm, but the M is taking us in a good direction.
Are you? Oh my God! Are you
Moldavite?
I am Moldavite.
Oh my God! Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Nikki as Moldavite.
Oh my God!
Let me see you. Oh my God. Oh, Nikki.
It looks like that genie in Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I know, right?
She's in green face.
It's green.
I see you, sweetie. Yeah, I see you.
Describe what she's wearing, Gina, please.
Nikki has transformed in a very short amount of time to completely green, full face of green. You're almost like Joan. You could switch this into a Joan Crawford costume very quickly.
I'm that's right.
Can I tell you my least favorite thing about this costume is that so I put the makeup on my face and then I went to wash my hands and the green will not come off my fingertips.
Oh,
so I'm terrified.
I'll have a tip.
Please.
White toothpaste. Wash your hands with white toothpaste. I do that with my hair dye.
Hey, Nikki, try it on your dentures too. Okay.
Hate you.
Hey, don't you know I have something to say about her costume?
Okay. Well, all right. Are we ready for mine?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to guess what I am.
Okay.
Okay. Are you a thing?
Yes, I am a thing.
Are you spiritual?
No, I don't think so. I mean, depends who you ask, but.
Are you this?
Are you related to Ross Matthews?
Am I related to Ross Matthews? No.
Are you a butthole?
No. God.
Are you a person?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a person. Okay.
Have you been on the show as a guest?
I wish.
Good question. I wish.
Are you Flo?
Flo from Progressive. That would have been hilarious, but no, we can't get her in any way on the show.
Oh, I think I know. Hold on, excuse me.
Who wishes that they could?
Malone, you're making me push all these buttons. Okay, no.
Is it Diane Keaton?
No, I wish.
Are you Melanie
Diane
Griffith?
No.
Are you a real person or a character from a show?
Not a real person.
But you're a person, but not a real person. Oh, are you the fashion astrologer?
No.
That's a good guess.
Wait.
Nikki, that is shady. That is shady. We walk in the light.
Yeah.
Are you Chardonnay Kwan?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
No.
That's what I'm hoping.
Are you Blanche?
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
To the new listener, they'll have to go back into the vault.
Are you Arlene Cohen Keller Williams?
Oh. No. Arlene's been on the show.
Oh, she has.
Are you your fiance?
No.
Inappropriate.
No.
Are you your fiance gentleman caller?
No.
Can you give us a hint?
Right.
Yeah.
You'd think with my Moldavite expertise, I'd be able to figure this out.
Well,
I usually will too, but I'm just getting bad vibes.
Well,
I'm Moldavite.
I have one last guess.
Okay, what is it?
Hold on.
Oh my God.
Can you give us a hint, Ross Matthews?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about me on the show.
A hemorrhoid.
But no one's really ever seen me.
Nikki's hemorrhoid.
No, people have seen that, sadly. Wait, there's been a lot of talk about me, but no one's
Are you an astronaut?
No.
Astronaut?
Give us another hint. Come on, we are not on point today.
We've never had one of me on the show, but we have had people who know a lot about me on the show.
Are you a bidet?
I am not a bidet.
Are you a buffet?
I'm not a buffet.
Are you a leprechaun? Are you a leprechaun?
Are you?
Oh my God.
Nikki, God!
Oh, how cute.
Not only am I a leprechaun, but I'm a blurry leprechaun because I facetune.
Y'all are shy-dy.
I facetune.
That is so cute.
You like it?
Yeah, it's
Gina,
cute.
Please describe what I'm dressed as.
We've got everything you could ever think a leprechaun would have. We've got the beard. We've got the green hat. We've got a bow tie, suspenders, a pot of gold, the whole nine yards.
All of it. These suspenders, and they're green, and I'm keeping them. Let me tell you something. I do have a brown beard on. I bought green hairspray to spray it green.
Yeah.
Except it wasn't green hairspray. It was just glow in the dark spray.
Oh my
so
God.
When these lights go out, I'm going to be lit up like a leprechaun. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to say, you know, we said come as, how did you get your inspiration, CJ, to come as Gary Spivey?
Initially, I was going to come as Blanche, but then something about a white sheet over a body just didn't seem right. So I said, let me go with the least inappropriate version of that, of appropriation, and it was him.
Understood. Nikki, was there any question that you're going to come as Moldavite?
Actually, this was a suggestion from Mikey Glam, who is a straight talker. He Instagrammed me and said, please dress up as Moldavite on the show. And I was like, brilliant. And then I thought, what if they get me confused for a leprechaun, which thank God I didn't dress up as a leprechaun.
No, you're clearly Moldavite. This is very different. And Malone, how much thought did you put into Carney Wilson's fart?
Well, it was last minute because I was going to be Moist Malone, where I just had a spray bottle and squirt myself the whole show.
That's
and just say
funny.
I was
sexy. Mm-hmm.
But then I thought that wouldn't like transpire over to audio very well.
Understood.
So I thought I'd be Carney because she's just so delightful. Here, hold on. That one says Happy Halloween.
Oh, so nice. Poetic.
This is good.
Stupid.
I'm looking at this like, and somebody would think we were still in lockdown. We'll think this is like the first 6 months of the fucking quarantine.
Oh my God.
I'm turning 60 next year and look what I'm doing.
Right? Look at all of us.
How long is Nikki going to have green face for?
How long is
why you have green face for?
Why you have green face for?
I'm terrified. It won't come off my fingers. It's never going to come off my face.
Oh my God.
Well, you'll get some good Instagram pictures, Nikki.
Oh my God. Okay. Listen, I think we're all winners. The audience can choose who the best is. And the great thing about our costumes is that they'll be around forever. And I'm just talking about Nikki's green face paint.
Right.
When we go to break, could you try to scrub it off and see if it comes off?
Yeah, I'll try.
Okay. All right.
I'm scared.
I'm going to take my beard off. Oh, it's nice to have a beard again. I had her in high school, but I haven't seen her since then. She's a nice girl.
I'm just going to go brush down my hair, and it's gonna look like it's not there, but it's there under my hair.
Gina, can I pull off a beard, do you think?
Yeah.
Understood. All right. We'll be right back.
Why don't you grow a beard someday, Ross?
Much more show on the way.
Happy Halloween.
Welcome back.
That's funny.
Welcome to the program. Nikki, I'm still here. I'm taking my beard off. I can't. This is too much. You guys, this That's was a, this wasn't a real beard the whole time.
I liked it.
Nikki has gone to wash it off her face. I'm very excited to see if it comes off. I could tell she's panicking because her hands are still stained light green just from applying it. So we'll see what happens there. Maybe we can get her live on the show rubbing toothpaste over her face. I hope Gina was lying and it's just a joke. Oh, if toothpaste isn't where we should say, oh, how about this, guys?
It was supposed to be pee.
when Nikki comes back, if it's still stained on her face, I'll pretend to Google things. I'll be like, oh, it says peanut butter, and we'll see if she can put peanut butter on her face.
Peanut butter.
Tell her she's to microwave something and then put it on her face.
Microwave peanut butter and put it on her face and she'll do it. That's
or
good.
Crisco. Or she has Crisco.
Oh, understood. Okay, so when she comes back, do you want to do it? What do you have, Malone, for us today?
I just have a little balls deep. I don't really
balls deep with
Mr. Carney.
Hilarious, hilarious.
Okay, who do you have?
Ross Stretch.
Oh my God! Ow.
Well, you know, I saw online that you asked your brother to be your best man at your wedding, and I was wondering if I can be the farting flower girl.
Understood. We're not having a farting flower girl, but
why not? Come on.
But it's a classy wedding.
That's classy.
But I will let you fart, and you can hold flowers.
Can I sing Hold On?
No. How would you sing it?
I know you're tired. Why don't you lock yourself up in these chains? Wait, hold on.
All right. No. Thank you. Any other questions?
That's all.
Understood. Very exciting that I did ask my brother to be my best man, though, on television.
How'd you feel about that? Like, was it nervous? Nerve-wracking?
No, I was honored to do it. You know, I like...
Yeah.
Being like this gay and this out there and on national television in the middle of the country, it's very amazing to me.
Why don't you tell us first?
I'm sorry. CJ, do you have to run?
I think it was a good choice.
CJ? Sorry, yeah, I have to run.
Okay, CJ has to go back to work. So God bless you, CJ. Gary's
by the way, I want to for my little segment, can we throw it to for Oxnard, please?
Oh, yeah. So tell everybody. It's time for All the Bubbly Feels.
Yeah, All the Feels. We're doing a Halloween show, Halloween brunch, Bubbly Brunch at Oxnard, our theater with Levity Live. If you know before the pandemic when we were doing Oxnard, yeah. It sold out. It was so much fun, screaming everywhere. Where the queen's running around. It's one, and not just because being involved in it, but it's one of the most unique brunch shows I've ever been to. It is so, it's like a concert to where queens are coming in. We went for
New
Year's
Eve. That's a great venue. That's a great theater.
Nikki may go.
Nice restaurants around there too.
Yeah, and it's way closer to LA than people think. It's only like 50 minutes outside of LA. So
make it a whole day,
so fun to go. So tickets are still available, not that many though, for October 31st. Halloween, go to rossbubblybrunch.com. You can get those tickets. There's a link on my social as well, but I will be there. CJ, will you be there?
I'm planning on being there for sure. Yep.
Great. And Dita Ritz will be there. Honey,
wonderful
Davenport.
Way to spend Halloween. Mm-hmm.
Roz Dresvalez will be there hosting. It's going to be a phenomenal day.
Miami night. Yeah.
Yeah. So come. Go to rossbubblybrunch.com. Come.
Why didn't you hire me?
You want to come?
That's Carney.
Wilson.
Well, audition right now.
Okay.
You're hired. Oh, thank you, CJ. Thank you, Gary.
I love you.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, y'all, babies. I love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Baby Spidey.
911, what's your emergency?
Okay, Nikki, thank you for calling 911. Your emergency is that you have green stuff stained on your face. You just came back. Did it come off?
It did come off, but there is definitely, you can't really see it on the Kiss Kiss Club video, but I can tell you that there is a green hue to my skin that does not need to be there ever. And it's,
you know,
there.
We've actually Googled while you were doing that, and they said if you microwave peanut butter and smear it on your face.
That's right.
Shut up.
Oh, you thought for it. No, it was a microwave that took it too far.
Yeah, you guys, this is bad. Oh, okay, well, you know what? It's all for the show.
Your face looks moldy.
Yeah.
Moldy, buddy.
Nikki, please, do you have something for us? What do you have?
I do have a little something for you. So first of all, I wanted to say really quickly is that I'm hosting a podcast where I did a few episodes of Full Body Chills, which is just in time for Halloween. So if you love sort of ghost stories, campfire stories, I did do three of the episodes. So you can find that wherever you can find your podcast. But if you're into that kind of stuff, it's called Full Body Chills.
Full Body and Chills. Then, is it tingling down there?
I was inspired. Yeah. Tingling
is it
everywhere.
Tingling down there?
Mm-hmm. So I love Halloween candy. It's kind of my jam. And I just found all these trending Halloween candy stories. So I thought we would talk about candy corn. You either love it or you hate it, right?
Yeah.
So where are you guys in the candy corn lane? Like, where do you fall?
I wouldn't eat it now because it's not worth the calories. I don't, I'm not going to have sugar, but I'll tell you this. I always liked it.
I always did.
I always thought that like, and it, people really hate it, but I always thought it kind of tasted like caramel a little bit. I liked the texture, how firm it was. I wouldn't eat a ton of them, but like, you know, give me four or five in my palm. Yum.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Malone, would you eat candy corn?
Of course I would. I love candy corn. I could eat the whole bag. But you know, if you eat the whole bag, you don't like the taste anymore.
Really? It wears off. Yeah.
It wears off. It's weird with those.
Mm-hmm. Well, food flavor specialist Marie Wright was on the Today Show and gave some insight as to why people either love or hate really anything. First of all, how do you become a food flavor specialist? I want to sign up because that sounds like a great job.
Thank you.
She said that the part of the brain that we process smell also has a major impact on how we process taste, obviously. But in that same part of your brain, that's where you store memories and evoke emotions. So a lot of people say that they don't like candy corn because it reminds them of something, a memory linked to their childhood or something that of a time that they didn't like. I don't know if I buy this 100%, but it could be a little bit of both, right? Part of it just tastes like shit. And the other part of it, you're like, oh, my weird, you know, uncle gave me that.
Wait. What did candy corn niblet ever do to you?
Right.
Oh. Where's my wine? That's cute, candy corn niblet.
Right?
Of course.
So I just thought that was interesting that the same part of your brain that processes taste and smell also can hold on to memories. And I just didn't know if any of you disliked something and then learned to like it as an adult. And you're like, oh, it's because when I was a kid, it was shoved down my throat or my grandma made it all the time. And it was kind of gross. Like, I don't know. Anything like that for you?
No, I mean, most of the things I didn't like as a kid were because like, I just was freaked out about it. Like my mom didn't do it. Like my mom never ate avocados. Right. So I never ate avocados. I thought, oh, gross, gross, gross. I don't like them. I don't like them until I was in Mexico. And I was like, oh, this is fucking guacamole.
Right.
Oh, right. Interesting.
Yeah, it was just kind of foreign to me. And it was like one of those things I didn't eat, you know, because we didn't eat it growing up, but not like, no, I mean, nothing ever bad happened to me with a candy corn, but I'm trying to think of anything.
Or good. I don't like. Maybe something good happened to you.
Oh my God. Oh.
I just found it interesting. It's food for thought, if you
Thank you so much. Well, Gina, would you come in here and just tell us what we learned today? Gina, my beard is falling off. Please, Gina, what did we learn today?
We learned that everybody can put on costumes really fast.
Right. Yeah. Nikki, how'd you do that green face so fast for?
I just went like this, literally smacked it on my face. That's probably why it's stained because I didn't do it right. Whatever, Target.
Do we learn anything else, Gina?
We also learned you don't call 911 unless it's actually emergency.
Well, now that's and words to live by. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Don't come at customer service.
What now? What now?
And don't come at customer service if you're wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're an asshole. Okay.
Hey, Ross.
Yes.
Can I just say quickly about my podcast? It's a gay podcast on Patreon.
Sure.
That I went to, I have an episode where I explain my horrible stay at La Quinta Resort and Spa. It's all on my podcast.
What happened at La Quinta Resort and Spa? That was
It's all on my podcast. From the minute I got there to when I left, it was horrible.
Okay.
All right. I will say there was an accident and I hurt myself.
What? You okay?
I think so. It's all on my podcast, patreon.com/.
And it was not elder abuse.
You can join for a buck.
Patreon.com/ Mr. Malone.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
It's all there.
All right. Well, listen, what a phenomenal show. What a day this was. What a mess. What a phenomenal mess.
It's always a mess.
I mean, honestly, if there was ever a moment where you were questioning, is less than seven worth it for the Kiss Kiss Club? If you could just see Ross's beard, because there's no mouth, it's just hair. And it's amazing.
I think you look really cute with a beard, Ross.
You look like your brother.
I do. You do look
like Gary.
Yeah. Thanks, Carney. That's so sweet of you. Thank you so
much.
Okay. If you want to follow Malone, you can. It's Mr. Malone on all social media, also automaticpenwriter.com.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you want to follow Nikki Boyer, she's at Nikki Boyer on all social media, at Nikki Boyer. Also Dying for Sex, the podcast, Dying for Sex podcast of the year. Check that out. And additionally, she may have a new podcast coming. So stay tuned.
Yeah, a new podcast coming on Wondery. I'll announce it soon. It's exciting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
if you want to follow Gina, our loon, please do follow her at Gina Finio, F-I-N-I-O, Gina Finio, our soul loon. Thank you so much, dear. I'm Hello Ross on all social. The show is Hello Ross Pod. We thank you for spending, you know, we're getting very close to 400 episodes, so we got to start producing that. I don't know what we're gonna do.
My goodness,
please, somebody, if you've got a great idea, don't keep it in.
Wow.
We'll see you next week, kids.
bye
everybody. Happy Halloween
with TV. He's Ross Matthews and his talented three co-hosts. There's Nick, the best podcast winner.
I'm Malone.
Hi. There's CJJJJ Hip Hip.
Who's gay?
Who's gay?
Girl.
It's Straight Talk with Russ. And our secret sauce is elder abuse, laughing, farting, talking about food diarrhea.
The gays, but not all of us love buffets.
And what about those loons?
A bunch of buffoons.
It's Straight Talk with Ross.
Don't put us in a box.
And don't you dare leave us a bad review. Not sorry about this song.
I can go on and on.
Let's blame it on Chardonnay Kwan.
That doesn't make sense to the new listener.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.